Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. You know, we've got rules of engagement on this program, like I do on all my programs. If you want to send me a message, it's very easy to do on your message app, whatever you use, I don't care. The number is 33103, 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael, and you can TMA, tell me anything, or AMA, ask me anything. And regardless of when you listen to the program, because I know some affiliates across the country delayed the broadcast until later today, and some even repeat it tomorrow. Some of you listen by podcast. So however you listen, you can text me any question or comment anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My only request would be, give me some context about, you know, don't just say, I disagree with you, or I think you're right, because I don't know what you're talking about. So you might want to tell me some little context. And then I normally ask you to follow me on social media, which I'm going to do again, but I'm going to tell you a specific reason why today. Because the first segment, the first story I want to do, the comments that I've seen from something I posted on X yesterday, I will tell you that I feel like I'm standing in front of a firing squad, which is in the news too, that I'm standing in front of a firing squad, and what I'm going to be telling you about my position on something, many of you are probably going to be ready to shoot me. So you might want to go over and follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. And, of course, Instagram and Facebook are the same, Michael D. Brown. So be sure and follow me on the social media programs, too, because having read some of the comments from something that a friend of mine in D.C., posted yesterday, I reposted it and said, I'm glad someone finally said this, and let me tell you why. And then I went into the reasons why. Very specifically, I want to talk about Gannon Ken Van Dyke. He's a U.S. Army Master Sergeant. Gannon Ken Van Dyke, he's 38 years old. You've probably heard the story already about his bet. But let me first tell you about the background, because based on some of the reposts and the comments, everything else, at least if this is any indication, a lot of people are missing all of the story, and then there is another parallel story that you are saying, well, but what about this? Why aren't we going after these people? And those people that you're referring to are members of Congress and the insider trading that they do. Well, let me give you at least a baseline. I think that insider trading is by members of Congress. Now, I don't care. They've got the Stock Act, something. They got some stupid rule, which I'm going to describe for you in a minute, that ostensibly prohibits them from engaging in insider trading. But I'll tell you right off the top of my head, it's bullcrap. It's total bullcrap. And the filing requirements, somebody had sent me a another X post that someone had written who actually deals with the filing documents that members of Congress, both the House and the Senate, do when they disclose their financial rules, their financial positions and things. And I'm going to read that to you verbatim because I want you to understand how just gloriously stupid members of Congress are and how gloriously above the rest of us they think they are when it comes to things like insider trading. But you can't conflate what Army Master Sergeant Van Dyke did and then say, oh, that's okay because members of Congress are doing insider trading. That's like saying, oh, we found a guy in Colorado that committed murder, and so we're going to charge him with murder. But because I always pick on California, but in California, under the same circumstances, he wouldn't be charged with murder. He'd only be charged with aggravated assault. You can't tell me that because California decides that they're only going to charge aggravated assault, that the guy that committed murder in Colorado shouldn't be charged with murder. It's two entirely different things. And I know that the California situation ought to piss you off, and it would piss me off too, but that doesn't mean because I'm pissed off about what happened in California that what's going on in Colorado ought to be ignored. No. What the guy in Colorado did was murder, and he ought to be charged with murder. And I think that analogy applies to this situation. So I want to tell you about Van Dyke. He is indeed a member of the Army Special Forces. He's stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He was arrested just this past April 22nd, just 3 days ago. He was charged in connection with Operation Absolute Resolve. That's the classified mission that resulted in the capture of Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife. That was that raid in the pre-dawn hours back on January 3rd. Now, I want you to understand this. Van Dyke was not just some grunt. He wasn't just some PFC. He wasn't just some guy that was over here on the sidelines that decided to make a bet. He was not, in other words, a peripheral figure. He was directly involved in both the planning and the execution of the operation. That started back in December 8th of last year. That was when he received. Now, listen, you're going to have to really pay attention to the details on this story. He received a top secret classified briefing and he signed a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA. The NDA expressly prohibited him, made it unlawful for him to disclose or exploit any of the classified or sensitive information about the U.S. Army Special Operations Command operations in the Western Hemisphere. He received classified information. He received and signed, of his own free will, a non-disclosure agreement. He was part of the special unit. He knew all of the details. Then on or about December 26th, oh, that sounded like a lawyer, didn't it? Somewhere around December 26th, weeks before the raid, and while he was holding classified knowledge of both the timing and the intended outcome of the operation, he then created an account on Polymarket. Now, if you don't know what Polymarket is a, how would I describe it? I would describe it as a cryptocurrency-based prediction market. You can bet about anything on Polymarket. You can start your own, you know, it's like making a prop bet. It is in game three of the World Series, when batter number X is up and the pitcher happens to miss the catch as the ball flies by him, but picks it up and throws it to first base. Will he make the out or not? I don't know. But that's what you can bet on anything on Polymarket. He created an account. He used the name Burdensome Mix. That was his username. Now, remember, we're talking about a briefing he received on December 8th. Between December 27th and the evening of January 2 of 2026, which was just a few hours before the actual operation, Van Dyke placed about 13 bets. The total amount that he bet was $33,034. He took the yes position on two core propositions, that the United States forces would enter Venezuela, and that Nicolas Maduro would be out of power by January 31st, 2026. So then after Maduro was actually captured by this guy and his team that had been practicing and had received the classified briefing, the training, and signed the NDA, after Maduro was captured on January 3rd and Trump announced the news, all the contract bets that he had placed resolved in his favor, and it netted him $409,000. That's a return of 1,200% in under 24 hours. Now, do you know about this? Because all of you who came at me on X, do you realize that he then tried to cover up his trail? Oh, you didn't know that? Well, then stay tuned, because let me tell you what he did after he won the money. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text number 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Hang tight, I'll be right back.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. Pure Talk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. Pure Talk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. Pure Talk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with Pure Talk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Everybody calls the state liars.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you'd like to, you know, if you like what we do on the weekend, you'd probably like the weekday program too. And it's really easy to do. On your free-to-you iHeartRadio app, you can listen weekdays by simply setting a preset for a station with the call letters KOA. KOA. It's at 94.1 FM and 850 AM. So set that preset on your iHeart app or however you stream. And then you can listen to me 9 to noon Mountain Time on KOA Radio in Denver, 850 AM, 94.1 FM. So we're talking about Gannon Ken Van Dyke, an Army Master Sergeant, a member of the Army Special Forces, stationed at Fort Bragg, that after receiving a classified briefing, meaning top secret information, and signing a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, placed a bet on Poly Market in the amount of $33,034, and when the mission was successful, it netted him almost $500,000, $409,000. That's a return of 1,200% in under 24 hours. But nobody ever goes to the next step, because the next step was this. He then engaged in a cover-up. Within days of the capture, when all the online sleuths and the journalists began flagging all the suspicious Poly Market trading activity tied to the Maduro operation, then the Master Sergeant went to Poly Market and deleted his account. And he told them falsely, he lied to them and said, oh, I lost access to my associated email. He then simultaneously changed the email linked to that account and then routed his winnings through a foreign cryptocurrency account before transferring those crypto accounts into a newly created online brokerage account. Now, according to the prosecutors, he inadvertently left an enormous digital trail because he had registered his Poly Market account using his personal email address. Sometimes people are just too smart by half, too stupid by half. So based on those, a federal grand jury indicted Van Dyke on 5 counts in the Southern District of New York. Here are the 5 counts. Now remember, he received, just as I've received, remember, I've told you a bazillion times, I had all the highest clearances. I had a Q clearance with the Department of Energy, which means, and I did actually participate in briefings about our nuclear arsenal in this country. You know, the missile silos? You know Los Alamos Laboratory? I've been in all of those. I had a Q clearance. I had a top secret special compartmentalized information, TSSCI clearance, for all sorts of things. The NSA, the Pentagon, you name it, I had it. I know about all the secret ops programs. I shouldn't say all of them, but all of those that involved the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. Continuity of government, continuity of operations. I would have never used information that I obtained from a classified briefing to go out and place a bet, because that's a violation of the classification duties requirements. But let's take it one step further. Not only did he receive a classified briefing about the mission, and why? Because he was an active participant in the briefings. But then the Pentagon required him to sign a non-disclosure agreement, stating that he would not use that information in any way, nor would he disclose that information, which he obviously did. And those NDAs say is essentially saying that if I disclose any of this information, I've committed a crime under Title 18 of the U.S. Code. I signed lots of NDAs about things that the Bush administration was planning to do. I don't want to go to jail. I never disclosed any of that stuff. Now, I'm not trying to set myself up as some sort of paragon of virtue, because I'm certainly not. But what I'm trying to do is trying to get you to understand the perspective that this soldier, this special ops soldier, received a classified briefing and signed an NDA and then went out and made a bet on it. So then, after all of these strange bets appear, different organizations start investigating, including a grand jury in New York. Five charges. First, unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain. Unlawful use of confidential information for personal gain. Two, theft of non-public, I would add also classified, theft of non-public and classified government information. Three, commodities fraud. There are actual violations of the Commodity Exchange Act in these activities. Wire fraud. And fifth, engaging in monetary transactions derived from unlawful activity. That's essentially a money laundering charge. Now, this does mark the first time in U.S. history that anybody has been charged with insider trading specifically tied to a prediction market. Now, Polymarket itself, to its credit, stated that it discovered this suspicious trading, that they themselves alerted the Department of Justice, and they cooperated fully with the investigation. And they put out a statement that said, "Insider trading has no place on Polymarket. Today's arrest demonstrates that our system, the Polymarket system, works." Let's pause for just a moment, because I just described some things that members of Congress do. They trade on government information that may not be classified, but they trade on government information for personal gain. I believe they engage in money laundering. I believe that they actually steal non-public government information, classified or not. It may just be FOFU, which is a classification that stands for FOFU, it's not what you think, for official FOU, for official use only. Yeah. I get that members of Congress ought to be held accountable for that. But simply because they are not, which we'll get to in a minute, or maybe may take me the next hour, but just because they're not held accountable doesn't mean that a soldier that bets on his own mission shouldn't be held accountable. Were others involved? Were others charged? Well, hang tight, because you might be surprised about the additional information. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Mom deserves more than flowers and a card. Enter to win the JTV Mother's Day Getaway at jtv.com/sweepstakes. You could win a 6-night cruise to Grand Cayman, Mexico, and the Bahamas, plus $1,000 spending money and a $1,000 gift card to shop JTV. It's a mom's dream come true. Enter the JTV Mother's Day Getaway now at jtv.com/sweepstakes. And new customers receive a one-time $25 off of a purchase of $50 or more.
Thinking about starting your GLP-1 journey? Go to orderlymeds.com/radio. Get access to proven GLP-1 medications, licensed providers, and a plan built for real life. All online. No guesswork, no wasted time. Just real people, real answers, real momentum, and support that actually lasts. Join thousands already seeing results. Start now at orderlymeds.com/radio. Orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary. Not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Our favorite Reading tradition is here, cool April nights. Here's a list of events that are happening today. Saturday, April 25th is the biggest show and shine of them all. The big day is at the Civic Auditorium, starting with a pancake breakfast. There's an opening ceremony and national anthem. DJ Jake Easy supplying great sounds. Raffles City providing wonderful prizes. A poker walk, a dino machine demo, and Cool April Drags happening across town. Also, go to CoolAprilNights.com for a downloadable schedule of events.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The Reading Rancheria proudly invites you to the State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, with doors opening at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going as a tribe and community partner. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and watch the State of the Tribe streaming live.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor and go subscribe to the podcast. It's very easy to do. On your podcast app, just search for a podcast with the name The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button and then leave a 5-star review. Now, I ask that whether you like, whether you want to leave a one or five-star review. I just ask you to leave a five-star review and maybe a comment, because that the algorithm just looks at where the rating is. And the higher the rating, the higher we can get up into the thousands of podcasts that exist out there. So go subscribe, and what happens is that will download all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all the Michael Brown programming that you could possibly need. Before I continue, I want to go to one text message. We're talking about this Sergeant Van Dyke that bet on the Maduro raid. And the text message helps me make a point. And the point is simply this. We can hold several conflicting thoughts in our brains at the same time and not conflate them and say that we're unhappy about Congress or we're unhappy about Polymarket and still realize that while we're unhappy about those two entities, we can still understand that what Van Dyke did was morally and obviously legally wrong. Goober number 9016 wrote, Michael, the Polymarkets are not altruistic in this sense. Their governing thought is not having to pay on a $440,000 payday. Oh, I agree. But Polymarket was not the only one that discovered this bet. Even before Polymarket got involved, they're always looking for suspicious activities. Whether it's because they want to or not to pay out on a bet is immaterial. Yes. Note, do you think that the casinos in Vegas want to pay out on somebody playing the slot machines or playing roulette or playing poker? No, they don't want to pay out. Now, occasionally they do, because you need some winners occasionally to attract the other people to go, oh, somebody won $1 million, well, I think I'll go try. But do the casinos like it? No. But they understand it's part of the cost of doing business. Now, I asked the question at the end of the last segment. Were others involved, and why weren't they charged? And this is where the story gets really murky. The indictment describes a... Now, this is all I have to go on, is the indictment itself. The indictment describes a photo that was taken on some sort of naval vessel after Maduro's capture. And that photograph shows Van Dyke in his military gear alongside three other military personnel. Now, their identities have not been publicly disclosed, and no co-conspirators have yet been charged. The Department of Justice's public statements and the indictment charge Van Dyke right now as the sole defendant. There's no reference to accomplices in the formal charging document. Now, there's some reason for that. For why others are not charged, and I would put them into maybe three different categories. There's no evidence of coordination. The investigators may have found no proof that Van Dyke tipped off, recruited, or shared classified information with the other people in that photograph or anybody else. The scheme, at least from everything I read, appears to have been a solo operation. There's another reason why nobody's been charged yet, or could have another reason why no other people have yet been charged. That's the more accurate way to put it. There's maybe an ongoing investigation. The absence of charges against somebody else doesn't mean that others have been cleared. In a federal investigation, in fact, I shouldn't even say federal investigation, in any criminal investigation, they will routinely charge the most provable case first. And then cooperation from Van Dyke could conceivably lead to additional defendants, additional charges. There's a third reason. The broader Polymarket pattern. One report noted that 6 newly created anonymous Polymarket accounts earned about $1.2 million on bets placed just hours before the strikes against Iran in February of this year, and that blockchain analysis showed those wallets were created within 24 hours of the attacks. Now, none of those account holders have been publicly charged yet. I think that suggests either the investigation is ongoing or the individuals are foreign nationals beyond easy reach, or proving the insider nexus is harder without a cooperating platform and a defendant using their own email address, which is exactly what Van Dyke did. So there may be some other reasons. But I think my instincts are right about this. And I think it is the concern that national security analysts would find most alarming. Arguably more alarming than the straightforward insider trading charge itself, or even more alarming than the insider trading that I think should be illegal that Congress engages in. Remember, over here, I'm talking about Van Dyke right here. I'm kind of pointing to over here to my left. And over here to the right, I'm pointing to these yahoos in the United States Congress that, you know, Nancy Pelosi's the poster child for this, who goes into Congress with a net worth of, you know, what, $1 million? And today she's worth $133 million? Bull crap. That's insider trading. No one outperforms the stock market like that without some sort of insider trading. But I want you to think about in professional and college sports. Point shaving scandals have demonstrated that a single player with a financial stake in the outcome of a single game can subtly alter their behavior. Not to lose outright, but maybe just to keep the score within a spread. Make a play just a moment too late. Or commit a foul at a strategically convenient moment. The beauty of that kind of manipulation is it's nearly impossible to distinguish that from just ordinary human performance variations. Now, I want you to transpose that kind of dynamic into a military operation. Now, those college kids or professional people on a football field or in a baseball field, or a basketball court, or on a hockey game, or a golf game. Lives are not at stake. In a classified military operation, lives are at stake. Not just of the military, civilians. Van Dyke's scheme, as it was charged, it indeed was passive. Let me say that again, so all of you throwing the arrows at me, I understand that what he did was passive, because he bet with the mission succeeding, meaning that his financial incentive was actually aligned with the operation being successful. But prediction markets tied to military outcomes will generate three distinct and escalating risks. First, you're monetizing non-public information. You're monetizing classified secret information. That's allegedly what Van Dyke did. Two, you are actually enabling the direct manipulation of the outcome. Because what if he had bet against the mission's success, then sabotaging it? Now, that's not what he did. But if we're going to say that this is okay, that's what can occur. That's why I say, in terms of classified information, non-disclosure agreements, and the risks involved, for people to say, oh, I'm just mad. I think this is politics and he shouldn't be charged because with these members of Congress aren't being charged, that shows an absolute ignorance of how markets, betting markets work, and the dangers involved in betting on the outcome of a military operation, particularly by an insider with insider information that's both classified and subject to a non-disclosure agreement. So you're monetizing non-public information that's both classified and subject to an NDA, and you're also, just as you are in a sports betting situation, you're enabling direct manipulation of the outcome. Wow. And then the third, you're corrupting the decision-making, the incentives of decision-making at the command level. Now, were the same people briefing the president on military options? Where they could profit from their own recommendations? I'm not saying that's what happened here, because clearly he's just a special, I shouldn't say just, he's a special operations soldier. He's not in the command structure that I know of anyway. God, if I find that out, it'll be even worse. But corrupting decision-making incentives at the command level, that is a potential risk in allowing this kind of activity to go forward. And I think that last one is the most insidious. Imagine a scenario. Take a special forces operator, or worse, take a senior planner who bets heavily against a mission success on a prediction market. That individual now has a direct, anonymous, cryptocurrency-dominated financial incentive to ensure the mission fails, to fumble communications, to delay the breach by just a critical second, to provide subtly incorrect intelligence. The operational consequences could mean soldiers killed, hostages not rescued, or an adversary escaping capture. Is that what you want? Is it? Hang tight, I'll be right back.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Reading,
California.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
To sacrifice to securities insider trading law, except applied to a prediction market instead of a stock market. Now, the novel legal ground is whether polymarket contracts constitute commodities under the Commodity Exchange Act. That's a question the courts have not squarely resolved in this particular context, which is why his defense, once they appointed counsel, I suppose, I don't know, I haven't checked today. But at least as of yesterday, didn't have counsel yet. If I were representing him, yes, I would challenge the commodities fraud count specifically. But the wire fraud and the theft of government information charges are just legally straightforward, and they carry serious exposure on their own. The director of the FBI, Kash Patel, he issued a statement that any clearance holders, meaning any person with a security clearance, any clearance holders contemplating leveraging their access and their knowledge for personal profit will be held accountable. I think that signals that the Department of Justice intends that this prosecution act as a deterrent, kind of a warning shot, to the broader national security community. Now, the deeper legislative response is already forming. Senate Democrats, they proposed legislation prohibiting any high-ranking officials, including the president and vice president. But notice what I didn't say. Yes, some Senate Democrats are already proposing legislation that would prohibit high-ranking officials in the executive branch from placing prediction market bets on events within their sphere of influence. Notice I didn't say Congress. I didn't say senators. I didn't say House members. But just because they want to prohibit and formalize this in law doesn't mean that I still don't want them to do it themselves. Now, whether that legislation passes a Republican-controlled Senate remains to be seen. But I think the Van Dyke case has given those efforts new urgency. And I think, too, I think the point, let me go back to X, because I told you X is playing a huge role in this. On X, a person in obviously listening right now said the proper response is to prosecute Congress. And if that's not going to happen, then free the SF guy, I guess the polymarket guy, the sergeant guy. I don't understand that logic. Yes, I want Congress first of all, there's really nothing to prosecute them for. Because they've exempted themselves by passing, I forget the name of the Stock Act or something, but that is a paper tiger. And I'm going to explain why that's a paper tiger in the next hour. And it shows just how corrupt Congress really is. Now, do they all engage in insider trading? Of course not. But I do believe, and I want my entire national audience to hear this, I think writ large, the United States Congress, the House and the Senate, are full of corrupt individuals. And I'd like to see all of them who have engaged in this kind of activity to go to jail. Just as I want to see this sergeant convicted for putting lives at risk. I understand he bet on the success, but he violated his NDA agreement. He violated his security clearance. And we're just going to let that go? That's the proverbial foot in the door. And too many people, at least that I read on over on X, and that I hear even among my friends, because they're so pissed off at Congress that they're like, well, then we should let this guy go. Wow. I just don't get that kind of thinking. I can't logically make that work in my head. The two wrongs don't make a right, or in this case, one wrong should be dismissed because there's another wrong over here that isn't being addressed. Well, let's go address that other wrong. Let's do that. Because I don't want people in Congress profiting from doing their job. We already pay them $174,000 a year. They already get much better benefits than you and I would ever could ever possibly imagine. And then once they get elected, the incumbency keeps them in there for as long as they want. That's why they end up in a nursing home in Texas, Kay Granger, because they're full of dementia and they don't see her for years, you know, for months and months and months, misses, you know, hundreds of votes. And finally, some journalist tracks her down in an assisted living facility. Yeah, Congress is corrupt. But just because Congress is corrupt doesn't mean that we should ignore the corruptness and the absolute corrosive nature of the military starting to bet on their own missions. Now, just because this guy bet for the mission to succeed, you want to give him a pass? Then I would ask you, okay, well, what if he bet for the mission to lose? Now the sports analogy really comes into play. I want you to think long and hard about this case. Now, coming up next, I want to walk through a little bit about what happens in the Congress, because, wow, it's insane. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Mike or Mike. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft.
I thought I was safe.
If that happens, LifeLock gives you a U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims, your agent handles it all. In fact, we're so confident restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Isn't it nice to have someone like that on your side? Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Thinking about starting your GLP-1 journey? Go to OrderlyMeds.com/radio. Get access to proven GLP-1 medications, licensed providers, and a plan built for real life. All online. No guesswork, no wasted time. Just real people, real answers, real momentum, and support that actually lasts. Join thousands already seeing results. Start now at OrderlyMeds.com/radio. OrderlyMeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary. Not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier arrives in the Middle East, allowing for three carriers in the region.
Three U.S. aircraft carriers and their accompanying warships are now sailing in the waters of the Middle East, giving President Donald Trump additional warships to enforce his blockade of Iranian ports and more firepower should he decide to resume strikes on Iran. The arrival of a third carrier strike group comes as the U.S. expands its efforts to go after ships supporting the Iranian regime. In addition to enforcing its blockade, the U.S. has begun boarding sanctioned and dark fleet oil tankers carrying Iranian oil. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Despite the oil shortages brought on by the war with Iran, economist Steve Moore calling out California lawmakers who blame President Trump for high gas prices.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it. And so that is a shame, really, because they should be paying closer to, $3 to $4 a gallon.
Danica Kirk reports King Charles embarks on a state visit to the U.S. next week.
This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991.
Bill Alexander reports that some recent high-profile departures from the administration may not be the last.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. More at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has passed away.
Renowned conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas is dead at age 81. Tilson Thomas led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco while composing. He received 39 Grammy nominations.
This is on a Warner debate over viewpoint diversity emerging at Harvard.
The student paper, The Harvard Crimson, reports that as recently as 2022, 82% of instructors identified as liberal, while just 1% said they were somewhat conservative, and none identified as strongly conservative. Now, a new effort is reportedly seeking about $10 million to promote a broader range of perspectives on campus, but critics on the right and the left point to Harvard's roughly $52 billion endowment and maintain the $10 million initiative feels inadequate or performative. Ken Lorman reporting.
Breaking news at townhall.com. If you feel nostalgic and miss rooting around in your cereal box for a toy, we've got good news for you.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
A total of 87 homes have been destroyed as of yesterday in Georgia as a result of the most devastating fires in the state's history. About 38,000 acres have already been charged, and the fires are not yet contained. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Well, crime, and you're going to go to prison. But now let's just change one fact in that hypothetical that I gave you. Instead of being a corporate vice president, you're a member of the United States, you're a member of the House of Representatives. Or you, let's take it to the Senate, because that's the most, you know, that's the most exclusive club in the world. You're a U.S. Senator. You sit on the Armed Services Committee. That Pentagon contract isn't just something you heard about. It's something that your committee approved. So you make the same call to the same broker. You pocket the same $60,000. what happens to you as a U.S. senator? Well, if, that's a big if you file your disclosure form, maybe on time, maybe a little late. If you're a little late, you pay a $200 fine. And then you go back to work. It's the same trade. It's the same profit. It's a completely different outcome. Welcome to the United States Congress. Now, how do we get here? To understand how this is possible, you got to understand a little bit about how insider trading law actually works, because it's not as simple as using information you shouldn't have. Federal insider trading law, built primarily around Rule 10b-5 of the Securities and Exchange Commission, does not just prohibit trading on secret information. It requires that the person trading owed a fiduciary duty to somebody and then breached that duty by trading. So corporate insiders owe that duty to their to the shareholders. Like a lawyer owes a fiduciary duty to their client, and Wall Street analysts owe it to their firms. Now, Congress for decades, they've been arguing, and not without a legal basis, that their fiduciary duty runs to their constituents, not to the investing public. So while my corporate vice president was clearly violating his duty to his shareholders, a senator voting on a defense appropriations and then buying defense stocks was operating in a legal gray zone. This was not a loophole that someone sneaked in under cover of darkness. It's a structural gap baked into the architecture of insider trading law. So for decades, members of Congress traded stocks with near total impunity, and the legal exposure was genuinely murky, and because they had the title of U.S. Senator or United States House of Representative, nobody really did anything. And then you got to go all the way back to November of 2011. What happened on that date? CBS News ran a 60-minute segment, and that's when the change started. At least temporarily. I shouldn't say the change. That's when the public kind of woke up. That segment documented specific members of Congress making trades that seemed remarkably well-timed and well-timed around legislation that those members of Congress were directly involved in shaping. I know 2011, 15 years ago, is like studying the Dark Ages to most people. Nobody remembers this. Within months, Congress did what Congress does when it gets caught doing something that outrages the citizens of this country. It passed a law. It was called the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. Do you get the acronym? The Stop S Trading T on Congressional C K Knowledge Act. They called it the Stock Act because, of course, they did. It was signed by Obama in April 2012. It sailed through the Senate 96-3. Members were falling over themselves to get in front of cameras and declare that the era of congressional insider trading was over. The problem is they were lying to you. I know, you're shy. If I just caused any car wrecks or caused you to spew something out of your mouth, I apologize. But yeah, they were lying to you. Shocker, isn't it? Now, I want you to think about what the Stock Act actually does. Because I want to give a little, tiny, minuscule bit of credit where it's due. Because the Stock Act did two meaningful things. It closed the legal ambiguity. The law expressly says that members of Congress and their employees are not exempt from federal insider trading prohibitions. It even went further and confirmed that members owe a duty arising from a relationship of trust and confidence to themselves and to the American people. Now, theoretically, that plugged a hole in the insider trading doctrine. But wait, I'll get to the details in a minute, because what I just said, that it plugged a theoretical hole in the insider trading doctrine. And then second, it created a disclosure requirement. Oh, yeah, well, transparency, right? Oh, it's always about transparency. Now, members of Congress must now report any stock transaction over $1,000 within 30 to 45 days. Before the Stock Act, they only had to disclose trades once a year when they filled out their financial disclosure. So this new timeline at least gives the public a fighting chance to at least look at suspicious patterns while they're still relevant. And those are minor, but they are nonetheless an improvement. And I'll acknowledge that it's an improvement. But here's where it falls apart. Because this doesn't work in the real world. The penalty in the Stock Act is a punchline. The fine for violating the Stock Act, for trading on insider information as a member of Congress, where you might make $30,000 or $3 million, you know what the fine for violating that is? Hang on. I'm not going to tell you yet. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Help, Mother's Day's almost here and I have nothing for Mom.
Relax, sis. Just shop JTV. I already got Mom a gorgeous gold bracelet.
JTV, like jewelry television, isn't that
amazing? Yes, they have thousands of gift and jewelry ideas, and their prices are unreal.
Okay, but how unreal are we talking?
Right now, new customers get $20 off your purchase of $99 or more at JTV.com. Use code DEAL20 now.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Because I'm the mean sister.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you like what we do on the weekend, then I think you might like what we do during the weekday. And if you would like to listen to that, it's real easy to do on your free-to-you iHeartRadio app or however you stream. Search for a station in Denver, call letters or KOA, KOA, and then hit that as a preset. It's located on the dial, as they say, at 850 AM or 94.1 FM. Just hit that as a preset, and then you can listen to me live Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Mountain Time. You got to figure out your own time zone. I don't have time for that. You can do that. So let's go back to this insider trading that Congress does. So in 2012, Obama signs the Stock Act, and they impose a fine on themselves if they're late in their filing or they fail to file the disclosure documents. They're going to fine themselves. So you made an insider trading deal, and you earned $30,000, and you forgot to file the paperwork. What do you think the fine is? No? Oh, you're way off. Now, you're getting close. It's $200. Think about what that means in practice. If you're a member of Congress sitting on the Senate Banking Committee, and you learn in a closed-door briefing that a major regulatory action is coming that's going to crush a particular economic sector, and you short that sector and make $2 million, your legal exposure, if you even bother to file the disclosure, is $200. That's not a deterrent. That's a rounding error. That's less than maybe a parking ticket in downtown New York. Nobody enforces this anyway. This is a deeper problem. Enforcement of the Stock Act was handed to the executive branch. Now, that sounds reasonable until you think about it for more than 1 second. The executive branch, the Department of Justice, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the answer to the president. The president needs Congress to pass his agenda, confirm his nominees, fund the government. Prosecuting a sitting member of Congress creates a constitutional confrontation that no president, Republican or Democrat, is going to be eager to go pick. And the separation of powers doctrine that protects our liberty also conveniently protects congressional stock portfolios. So what's the result? In the more than 13 years now that the Stock Act became law, not a single member of Congress has ever been prosecuted for insider trading. Not one, zero. Oh, there have been a lot of suspicious trades. Millions of dollars in potential profits, no prosecutions. There's another reason. Because even if somebody wanted to prosecute, the law gives those defendants, those members of Congress, as many escape routes as Houdini had. The Stock Act prohibits trading on non-public information. Can you tell me what non-public is? A professor at Georgetown says that most of what Congress learns through its work is inherently speculative. It's debate. It's deliberation. It's kind of a back and forth that hasn't been voted on yet. But the killer is this. If a financial news outlet or a lobbying firm's analyst or maybe even a well-sourced tweet speculates about the same legislative development, then the information is public. And if you're a really good defense lawyer, you can take a member's insider trading, show the jury a CNBC segment from 3 days earlier that mentioned the same policy direction, and suddenly the government's case just evaporates. The law prohibits insider trading, but then it defines insider trading in such a way that makes any prosecution extraordinarily difficult. And then it assigns a penalty that makes the prosecution not worth the political capital. Oh, you're going to go fight, you're going to go charge somebody for failure to file your disclosure information or for engaging in insider trading and the fine's $200? If Todd Blanche, the acting attorney general, went after Nancy Pelosi, which I would love for him to do, to go after any of these yahoos. I'd love to see it. Well, if I were them, I'd just plead guilty and pay the $200 fine. Why go through all the trouble? It's absolute. And that's the law they wrote. And that's the law that Obama signed. So if you weren't pissed off before, and you still think that the sergeant shouldn't be charged because of what happens to Congress over here, I hope you understand now that Congress is protecting themselves. And that's why I say, and I want the entire country to hear this, that Michael Brown, sitting in a studio in Denver, Colorado right now, thinks the entire United States Congress is C-O-R-R-U-P-T, corrupt. And it's not theoretical, because I can look at the actual conduct that these structural failures that they created themselves have permitted. During the COVID pandemic, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, so don't accuse me of being, you know, partisan here, a Republican from North Carolina who was receiving classified briefings on the coming pandemic, sold more than $1.7 million in stock in February of 2020, just before the markets cratered. Now, DOJ investigated it. How many charges were filed? None. Tom Cotton. Yeah, conservatives love to point to Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton sold $1.6 million in stocks right before the pandemic's economic impact became public. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, he made trades in semiconductor companies timed around legislation that started pumping billions of federal dollars, your money, my money, into the chip industry. He bought call options on NVIDIA right before the CHIPS Act advanced through Congress. Wow! If I'd done that, I'd be broadcasting from Supermax down just south of here. I'd be in a federal prison somewhere. And because it's me, they probably wouldn't put me in some, you know, white-collar resort anywhere. And then came the tariff trade. Oh, we don't have to go back to COVID. We can just go back to last year, April 2025. This is probably the most brazen episode yet. When Trump announced all these sweeping tariffs and the markets dropped, at least 25 members of Congress from both parties made stock purchases during the window between the tariff announcement and the president's pause of those tariffs. When the pause was announced, the markets roared back. The members who bought during the dip made huge gains. One of the earliest to disclose was everybody's conservative favorite, Marjorie Taylor Greene, thousands of dollars in stocks on the very day the markets were in pre-fall. Yeah, it's both sides. This is a bipartisan issue, and I'm sick of it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Spread what I'm talking about on air through the podcast. So go subscribe that, and then the added benefit is, once you hit subscribe, that will download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program, so you get all of the Michael Brown programming. So we're talking about the Stock Act. This all started last hour with the Master Sergeant Van Dyke, who placed a polymarket bet on the mission to capture Nicolas Maduro, who netted about $400,000 on the bet on polymarket, violated his security clearance, in my opinion, violated the NDA, in my opinion, and put the entire mission at risk, in my opinion. And now he's been charged with 4 or 5 counts in Southern District of New York, as I think he should. But a lot of people were like, oh, no, because we don't do anything with Congress. I think they're in two entirely separate issues. One doesn't excuse the other. Just because Congress writes the laws that allows them to do what they do, and it makes what he does illegal, doesn't mean that, oh, well, if you took that to its logical conclusion, what Congress does in the real world makes no sense whatsoever. We would never put up with what Congress does in the real world. It's insane. If you want evidence, if you want to understand the data about how bad Congress is, if you want circumstantial evidence that something is going on, all we have to do is look at the numbers. A 2020 report that tracks, this comes from a group that tracks congressional stock trades, found that dozens of members who traded in 2023 outperformed the Standard & Poor 500 index. Now, the S&P 500 is what you get when you just buy the whole market. It's what the most sophisticated hedge funds in the world struggle to beat consistently. Members of Congress, people who allegedly spend their days on the phone with constituents or in committee hearings or maybe going to a fancy dinner somewhere, members of Congress are able to beat the S&P 500 consistently, while others have legions of analysts all in Wall Street, they're in Dallas, they're in L.A., they're everywhere, all analyzing everything so that for their customers, they can beat the S&P 500 index. I don't normally cite the New York Times, but here's where, you know, when they do something right, they do it pretty well. Now, that's not very often, but occasionally. A New York Times investigation found that nearly 3,700 stock transactions by members of Congress between 2019 and 2021 that posed potential conflicts of interest between their official duties and their private financial interests. 3,700 stock transactions. And then during a government shutdown, while federal employees were missing their paychecks, and Americans that happened to be on food assistance faced their benefits being disrupted, members of Congress made nearly 200 stock trades that represented somewhere between $3 and $9 million in transactions. Now, I got a law degree, but you don't need a law degree to understand what that picture looks like. My favorite word for the entire program today, corruption. But let's talk about this fairness standard, because everybody seems to be hung up on the fairness standard. The fairness between what's happening to the sergeant and what's going on in Congress. Okay, let's bring it back down to earth, because I want you to understand how different the rules are for everyone else. Now, just because the rules are different, let me take an extreme example. Murder is against the law in all 57 states, right? Right. What if Congress exempted themselves from the murder statute? We'd be outraged, right? Right. Of course I would be. But just because they exempted themselves doesn't mean that I want to let murderers in Colorado or any other state get by with murder. But that's what all of you, sorry. That's what many of you seem to be saying on social media. Well, because this guy did the same thing that Congress did, why, we shouldn't charge him. I think that's a false dichotomy. If you work for a publicly traded company, the compliance department in that company probably makes you pre-clear any stock trading that you do. You'll likely have blackout periods around earnings announcements when you can't trade at all. If you're working in XYZ public company and you've got a friend that works in the finance department and he comes and tells you, hey, our earnings are going to be through the roof. You know, it's unbelievable how great they're going to be. He tells you that. You run out and buy a bunch of extra shares of your own company's stock. You just did so on insider trading, on insider information. You have a fiduciary relationship to the shareholders. You just violated that. If you accidentally trade on information that you picked up in a meeting, even if you did not intend to break the law, you can still face Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC enforcement actions. They can take back your profits. They can impose civil penalties, and they can potentially pursue criminal charges. Think about Martha Stewart. Remember Martha Stewart? She did not trade on inside information. She avoided a loss of about $45,000 based on a tip from her broker. The broker got the information from someone at a company that she owned shares in. She went to federal prison. Sam Woxall, the I'm Clone CEO, tipped off his daughter and tried to sell his own shares before bad FDA news became public. Prison. The SEC has made clear for decades now that it's going to pursue insider trading cases aggressively in the private sector because the market integrity depends on the belief that everyone is playing by the same rules. Well, that is, unless you happen to be the one making the rules. There have been attempts at reform, and they keep dying. I know, you're shocked, right? But that's what's maddening about this issue, because the solution is not complicated, and I do believe the public wants it. I bet if we took a poll of everybody listening at this very moment, I bet 90% of you would be in favor of, hey, Congress can't do that. Interesting that I just picked 90% out of the air because the actual number is 86%. 86% of Americans, regardless of party, regardless of age group, regardless of your income, 86% of all Americans support prohibiting members of Congress from trading individual stocks. It is one of those 90-10, 80-20 issues. Here it happens to be 86-14. And yet, here we are. Here we are with a policy want that the public wants that's probably more popular than motherhood and apple pie and God bless America, and yet here we are. In the current Congress, in this Congress, at least 25 bills have been introduced to address this issue. Everything from enhanced disclosure requirements to an outright ban. Brian Steele, a Republican from Wisconsin who's the chair of the House Administration Committee, introduced the Stop Insider Trading Act earlier this year. That bill would prohibit members, their spouses, and their dependent children from purchasing publicly traded stocks at all and would require 7 days of public notice before they sold any stock they already own. There was a bipartisan coalition that backed the Restore Trust in Congress Act. That one would require lawmakers to put their investments into blind trust for the duration of their service. And the Speaker himself has said, in kind of weasel words, that he's open to reform. But he's walked back an earlier support for a full ban. He worries that it might deter qualified people from serving. Now, I could be a real jerk here. Well, I think I will be a jerk here. Do we have really qualified people serving now? Mr. Speaker, you're worried that it might deter qualified people from serving? And I'm not going to. But I think I might make a damn good congressman, a damn good senator. I understand how the place works. And there are a lot of things I'd like to accomplish. I'm unelectable, but nonetheless, I would serve. If the law required me to put all of my assets in a blind trust to be managed by a trustee, then obviously I'd have to pay. I have no problem with that. Now, I'm not going to hire you as my trustee. I'd never do that. But hire someone as a trustee for a blind trust? If 86% of the public wants this, what's missing? What's missing? I'll be right back.
Mom deserves more than flowers and a card. Enter to win the JTV Mother's Day Getaway at jtv.com/sweepstakes. You could win a 6-night cruise to Grand Cayman, Mexico, and the Bahamas, plus $1,000 spending money and a $1,000 gift card to shop JTV. It's a mom's dream come true. Enter the JTV Mother's Day Getaway now at jtv.com/sweepstakes, and new customers receive a one-time $25 off of a purchase of $50 or more.
Thinking about starting your GLP-1 journey? Go to orderlymeds.com/radio. Get access to proven GLP-1 medications, licensed providers, and a plan built for real life. All online. No guesswork, no wasted time. Just real people, real answers, real momentum, and support that actually lasts. Join thousands already seeing results. Start now at orderlymeds.com/radio. Orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary. Not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Running Rancheria proudly invites you to the State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, with doors opening at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going as a tribe and community partner. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and watch the State of the Tribe streaming live.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. We're talking about insider trading. Started out last hour with the sergeant that bet on Polymarket, bet on the Maduro mission, and that led us to discussion of insider trading in Congress. Because I believe that too many people are conflating the two, and while they're pissed off at Congress, as they should be, they use that as the excuse to say that the guy that violated his security clearance and his non-disclosure agreement should not be prosecuted, and I don't think that makes any logical sense whatsoever. So we've been going through the prohibitions on Congress, which are a joke. So I asked the question at the end of that segment, what's missing? What's missing is the political will of the people that would have to vote against their own portfolios. Members of Congress are not going to vote against their own portfolio. Think about that. The only constituency that opposes this reform at any meaningful level are the members of Congress themselves. The very people who would have to pass the bill are the people who benefit from not passing it. Now, the Stock Act was a start. So give it credit for that, even though it's a false start. But it was a start that was designed, and I think intentionally, and through political cowardice, to look like a solution, but not function as a solution. A $200 fine is not enforcement. That's a pay-to-play. If you just cleared $30,000 on insider stock trading, and somebody says, oh, your fine for that is $200? Okay, here. Can I write you a check? You take Visa? Can I Venmo it to you? Zero prosecutions in 13 years is not compliance, it's impunity. A disclosure requirement that comes 45 days after a trade, that's not accountability. That's a paper trail that shows up long after the profits have been put into the bank. So the rules that govern Wall Street traders, that govern the corporate execs, that govern you and me, just as ordinary Americans who happen to get a lucky tip, those rules are very real, with very real serious consequences. Federal prison is very real. I don't want to go to federal prison. The rules that govern the 535 men and women that make up the Congress, that write the very laws in this country, well, those are suggestions. Expensive-sounding suggestions. But when you look at it and you think, ooh, pretty tough, and then you pull over the price tag. You ever done that in a shopping mall? You see something you think you want to buy, but you're not really sure of the price, so you reach in and you kind of pull it over to look at that price tag. And then you see, oh, it's $200. Oh, so I can make $30,000 doing this trade, and I got to pay $200? I'll take that deal any day. If you believe, as I do, that equal justice under the law means something, then this should make you angry. Not at one party. It should make you angry at the system, at the bipartisan consensus to protect a perk that the people who have it get to vote on keeping the perk. You ought to follow the money. I mean, that's what prosecutors do, right? That's what journalists are supposed to do. That's what you and I should do every single time a member of Congress tells you that they're there to serve the public interest. Really? You serve the public interest? Let me see your portfolio. Let me see your brokerage account. Let me see what it is that you're really doing with this. So pre-2012, it was the Wild West before 2012. And there was, before 2012, a genuine legal debate about whether members of Congress were even subject to federal insider trading laws. Remember Rule 10b-5 of the SEC requires a fiduciary duty or a misappropriation of information. And Congress was arguing before 2012, credibly, that their duty ran to their constituents, not to the market, so they weren't covered. And that's not a loophole, gang. That's the structural gap. So then, 60 Minutes does the expose in 2011, and suddenly, because, oh, 60 Minutes in 2011 really conducted some journalism? Let's pause for a moment and think about, because tonight the White House Correspondents Association, they're having their White House Correspondents' Dinner. They'll be at the Washington Hilton, all dressed up in their tuxedos, going to the Atlantic party, going to, I guess even Grindr has a party. You don't know what Grindr is? Go look. Well, maybe you shouldn't go look that one up. Everybody's having a party, and Trump's supposed to attend tonight. Oh, I can't wait to watch that. Talk about watching a disaster unfold. Not because of Trump, but you put Trump in with a bunch of journalists, it's certain to turn out to be a disaster. But back to 60 Minutes. So they expose what's going on because some real journalism took place. So they passed the Stock Act. But the Stock Act doesn't do anything. Every time you hear about how much money Nancy and Paul Pelosi have made, or Tom Cotton, or anybody else, I would say they all do it, but I'm sure that maybe there are some that don't. Ask yourself, why do we allow this? I think we allow it because there's no group, there's no nonprofit, there's no committee, there's no organizational structure anywhere to take what I believe is, which I don't, it's not just my belief, the data shows it, 86% of Americans of all stripes, political, culture, economic, everything, believes that Congress should not be able to do what they're doing. How is it that with 86% of the people think that this is wrong and should not be permitted, how is it that Congress hasn't reacted? This is where you've got to understand how politics really works. Because 86%, I don't know what that number is, of 350 million Americans, take 86% of that. The problem is they're all spread out over all the states, and there's nobody to organize that 86% to demand that Congress do something. And so nothing happens. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.